Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
It's a track from the new album by The Who. I'm going to tell you what Kath said during
no,
that song.
No, don't.
When he was doing the... Kath went, imagine that all over your balls. And I did. That was incredible. Thank you, Colin. I don't remember who it was who recommended that. That was absolutely amazing. That was Stimhorn and Trio Hatala. Now, I've noticed there's a version here. That's the same song. It's got the lyrics on there. I wonder if I can sing along. It's like a karaoke version. 0344 499 1000. Hang on.
So it's...
Loindeo! Wobbin did it end, Loindeo! You come and have a go. Actual karaoke version.
Right, okay, I'm in.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, you can keep your headphones on. You're going to want to hear this close up.
That's day.
Oh, day.
Do it seriously. Here we go, now it gets hard. I'm wondering. We like to open our rabbit hole shows with a song. Probably going to be Rhinestone Cowboy tomorrow. But London, Sunday, December the 14th, I am so tempted. There's 25 tickets left for the London show, December the 14th.
There might be some more after that.
25 tickets left, right? IanLee.com/event. I'm so tempted to learn that for the next one.
Whoopin' Dean Dale.
Hello, Line 2. You're on the wireless.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
What, is it actually... Are you Ian, Eve?
Yeah.
All right, OK. It's reference... Sorry, I got confused then.
Don't be confused.
It's reference your George Foreman section earlier on, and I'd like to start the segment. Celebrity endorsements you'd love to see but never will.
There we go. This sounds like a stand-up routine. I am in.
Right, OK. I'll come up with a few.
Yes.
But I don't know whether they're PC or not. But here you go, it's up to you. I'd like to see Sam Smith do an advert for Confused.com.
He's not confused. They are not confused.
OK. Jeremy Kyle, Vanish. Anthony Joshua, Silent Night Mattresses. Prince Harry's, McVitie's Ginger Nuts. Julian Talfour.
It's a call from 1982.
I wouldn't open with that. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless. Lobbin-dibbin-dibbin-o.
Wobbin-din-day-o.
Hello, line three.
Hello.
Yeah,
can we do some yodeling on my bear?
On your bear? Your bear ass?
No, on air.
Do it. Pathetic.
Oh.
Absolutely pathetic. And they put the phone down. That was awful.
You destroyed him, that's why.
Awful. Awful yodeling. Okay, here's an idea for a TV show. The Voice, but yodeling. Mm-hmm.
The Vodolo Hee-hoos.
Okay, here's an idea for a TV show. The X Factor, but it's yodeling. Saw a great treat the other day. Idea for a film. Toy Story 5. line one, you're on the wireless.
Ian, Pear Sight or Logan?
Is Pear Sight Logan?
Yeah, which one?
Sorry?
KSI or Logan, they're going to fight, aren't they?
Oh, God. I hope that they both deliver the final punch to each other simultaneously and we never have to hear from those Muppets either again. I don't know, don't care.
Are you jealous of them?
Of what?
That they're getting all the money. That's why you both want to hear from them.
No, I just think they're knobs. I just think that Logan guy in particular, he's the guy that thought it was funny to film people who had taken their own lives, yeah? Don't like
that's
him.
The one, yeah.
Don't like the act. Don't think it's funny. Don't think it's clever. Think it's mean. Think it's unpleasant. Think he's a dark force and we need less dark forces in the entertainment business.
Well, I agree with that, Logan, but I quite like KSI.
Okay, I don't know who he is. I wish him the best of luck. I hope he wins then.
Yeah.
Great call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I was lying. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone. I don't really know anything. I don't like that Logan guy. I think he's thoroughly unpleasant.
Get why you'd want to watch two amateurs boxing.
I get that. Ricky Gervais and Grant Bovey. Did Grant Bovey die?
Yeah.
He did, didn't he?
Let me just double check, but yeah, I think so.
I didn't get the thing. Are you jealous of them?
Because of the money.
Oh. Well, then you might
have... Hang on, he's still alive, is he? I thought he died.
I thought Grant Bovey died. Well, then you might as well just say, like, my boss has probably got more money than me. You might as well say, were you jealous of your boss? So anyone who's got more money than you, are you jealous of them?
No.
No? I mean, I could certainly spend that money if I had it.
Do you know what, though? It says a lot about the questioner.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does. It really does. That they put so much value in that. Hey, listen, I'd love a few more quid. I'm having to get a new bathroom, and I can afford it, but I'm having to tighten my belt a bit and stuff. The guy came in and ruined my bathroom, and it's something I thought I could put off for 2 or 3 years till I had a few more quid. I've got to get done now. But poor me, you know, I'm lucky I've got a bathroom, et cetera. So, yeah, I could certainly do with a few more quid, but then so could everybody. Alan Sugar could do with a few more quid, you know, in his mind, I'm sure, you know. So, but I'm very, very comfortable. I'm doing all right, and I'm in a very, very fortunate position. So am I jealous of a couple of kids who are, I would imagine, are multimillionaires? No. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello there,
caller. You're live on Talk Radio, the erection station of the nation.
I wondered if I could have a go at this reverse talk, please.
You certainly can, sir. Let me take my headphones off. Let me get the reverse talk. I'm using a simple thing called reverse talk. It's an app. You ready? On 3, 2, 1, OK? 3, 2, 1. Okay, now I couldn't work that out at all. M.
Me?
No, M is not me. Me is Eam.
Oh.
I think you might have balls this up. Let's have a go. Here we go. Hang on. Did I play?
M. Eta. Ui. Od. Eu.
I'm confused. I don't know which way's forwards or backwards anymore.
Sorry, that was very poor.
Come back when you've tried again. Practice a bit more. Practice a bit more. Once you get it, you get it. Once you get it, you get it. And I changed what I was saying in that thing about Logan Paul. Changed what I was saying because it's been pointed out to me several times now. I was going to say he filmed people who'd committed suicide.
Yeah.
And we had, I think it was a mother, and I can't remember your name, and I do apologise, 3 or 4 weeks ago, who didn't call me out for it, but her son had taken his own life. And she said that the phrase committed suicide hurt her, was painful for her to hear because it implied something that wasn't there. So it's been in my head not to. And then we mentioned it last night or the night before, and someone tweeted me again saying, try not to say committed suicide because it implies weakness and criminality and stuff like that. And so I'm really trying to change my language to, instead of saying so-and-so committed suicide, so-and-so took their own life. So I'm really trying. But it's early days of me making a real conscious effort to make that change. So if you hear me saying committed suicide, feel free to very politely just tap me on the shoulder and say, maybe you could rephrase that slightly differently, because right. I don't want to cause offence to anybody who's been
I've heard people saying died by suicide. Is that all right?
Well, I think things are going to be different people are going to have different things. Possibly. Let us know your thoughts on that, please. I know to some of you will be going, what? Well, that's nothing. Well, then hopefully that means that your life hasn't been touched by someone taking their own life. But it's just, it popped up again yesterday. I thought, oh, no, I was trying to log that before when it was mentioned to me, and I forgot. So if you hear me say committed suicide, very politely, if you feel up to it, just give me a little tap and go...
But you're right. The people who say, oh, don't make any difference, we know what you mean, are people who are not touched by it.
Yeah.
And this... The way I'm trying to learn is by listening to people who are affected by stuff.
Exactly. And there will be some people as well where that tragedy has touched their lives, and they'll be like, I'm not fussed either way. Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't make me feel any better either way.
And that's exactly. And I understand that. But for those who have... Two people, certainly one of whom their life has been touched by that awful, tragic sadness, to kind of point that out, I'm more than happy to try and make that... To learn, as Kath said, this is what we want to do. We want to learn. Let's take one more, then we'll take a break. Let's go to line 9. 9, you're on the wireless.
December the 14th in London. Are you going to learn that song? Because if you are, I'll do it with you.
Sorry? Whoa.
You're not invited, mate.
What is this? You're not part of the show.
You said if someone will do it with you, you'll learn it. Are you going to commit to it and learn it?
No,
if you are, I will learn it.
I didn't say that at all.
You said it was there.
I did not say if someone will do it with me, I'll learn it. I didn't say that.
Well, challenge thrown down then.
A challenge not accepted. Sit, get your feet off the stage, get your pint off the edge of the stage and shut your face. I'm doing the show with my bird.
Business?
Sorry?
What?
Sorry?
How long have you been in show business?
20.
Get your feet off the stage.
22 years. I will be doing it. I might be doing it with my onstage partner, Catherine Boyle. But that's it.
Got the minerals to do it?
I might have the minerals, or I might get bored of the idea. I always have, this is my problem, caller, is I come up with great ideas, and then about 20 minutes later, I get bored, and I'm kind of happy with just saying, oh, I had the idea.
Exactly, yeah. The New Zealand place name, have you ever learnt it? You've been using it for 15 years. Have you ever learnt it?
Learn what?
I can't even say it now.
Yeah, you can't even say it now, is it?
Hey, isn't it funny how that became a battle of who's got the biggest balls?
My balls is huge! My balls... Actually, I don't know if my balls are huge. I don't know. Have a look at my balls.
No, thank you. I don't think size matters when it comes to balls, really.
I don't know what is normal in terms of ball size.
Do they fit in your pants?
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you very much. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
If you come into tomorrow night's show, stick around. We always stick around afterwards and take pictures if you want pictures. We'll be selling the 7-inch single, 20 quid a pop. It cost us a fortune to make, so if you want it, it's there. You're very welcome. If you can't make it tomorrow, we will be streaming it. I'm not sure if we're going to do it on Twitch or Periscope yet. Maybe Twitch, probably on Twitch. Sunday night, round about 8, sometime between 8 and 9, it's going to start. And we're going to stay up all night if we have to. We're going to have a Call of Duty Modern Warfare sesh. And I think you can play on any console. I've got it on PlayStation. I think I need to get like a code from Activision so that we can play together. I'll have a look at it on Sunday. Sunday night, twitch.tv/IanLee, about 8, half 8, depends when the kids go home. We'll have a Call of Duty Modern Warfare session. We're just going to have a private little game. Friends of the show can play. Come and join us. I'm hoping we can get maybe 8 or 16 of us even playing it together. And you can watch it. You don't have to have the game. If you just want to come and watch, it'll be me. David Babcock's going to be playing. I'm going to try and block Ollie. That was an arsehole last night, but I don't know if I can. So it should be a lot of fun. Busy weekend, guys. The show, the fun don't stop. The fun don't stop. Let's go to line one. You're on the wireless.
Oh, hi there, Ian. It's Liam from Brighton.
Hello, Liam from Brighton. How's you doing, man?
Good, man. I haven't spoken to you guys in a while, but I tuned in today because we're coming to see your show tomorrow.
Yes,
The Carolina Brunswick.
The Carolina Brunswick is the place to be. I think the doors open at about 7:15. Come in, yeah. Get it while it's hot. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. Yeah, that was about it, really. I just wanted to check in because I hadn't phoned in for a while.
Nice one, man. Well, make sure you come and say hello and introduce yourself to us and remind us who you are, because it'll be nice to put a face to the voice and hand in hand, yeah. Brother.
You played my band on the radio a couple of times before.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember. I remember you. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I remember you. I'm just saying tomorrow. Oh, come and say hello. I'm Liam. I'm Liam the singer. Because I'll forget.
Yeah.
And Kath will elbow me in the ribs.
And I will remember.
Yeah. No. I remember. I remember playing your band. We played the video. Yeah. Yeah. I had a look at
hands
that.
In pockets.
The band split up. Am I right?
Yeah.
Scumbags.
That's a shame.
Go solo. Yeah. Go solo.
I'm bringing my partner as well. She's never heard the show before. She's a bit nervous. What can we expect from the show?
More swearing.
Yeah, very. It's like Blue. It's Blue version of this.
Excellent.
Yeah. see if you're saying that at the end of the show. So what's funny, we do a show. So the show's about two hours, between 90 minutes and 2 hours, and we have an interval in the middle, right? It's always interesting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some people don't come back from the interval, and you can't help but think, God, what did we do wrong? What were they expecting? Why did they not come back? Did they have an emergency, or did they hate us?
Maybe I think they all had emergencies, to be honest.
I think
they did.
I don't,
I think
a lot
so.
Of emergencies.
All right, Liam, well, come and say hello tomorrow night,
anyway,
mate.
Will do. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, man. Looking forward to it as well. Looking forward to meet you at last. Let's go to line 2.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You all right?
Yeah, I'm pretty decent. I was just wondering if I could tell a horror story and see what you think.
Yes, mate, you can do. Let me get some spooky music. Hang on.
Baby!
That's the wrong thing. Hang on a second. Let me get some spooky music.
All right.
Hang on, stay there.
Let's set the scene.
Some spooky. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Nope.
E, that bloody man.
No.
I know it sounds funky, but a human was made because an alien done it with a monkey.
No. 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 Yes, 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 go, go.
Alright, so this is a true story.
Yeah, of course.
Happened
it is.
To me a couple of years ago. So I'm just lying in my bed. You know, it's probably about 12 at night. And then, you know, I hear some footsteps on the landing outside. You know, I think it's nothing. I think it's just like, since I tuck myself further into bed, you know, snuggle down. And the footsteps start getting closer. And I feel like a cold hand on my forehead. And like a pain in my chest.
Jeez.
And the cupboard door starts slamming, like, open and closed. My lights turn on. No one's there. So I like go, I lock myself in my bath. And so I'm seeing my bath.
You lock yourself door. In your bath?
No, like, in the bathroom.
Okay.
I just like close the door. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I do that.
Yeah.
And then the lights just turn off. I'm like sitting on the toilet. I feel like a nonce because I'm just like.
You felt like a nonce.
Gosh.
Wow. That escalated quickly. You felt like a nonce. Wow. Okay.
No,
all right.
I just said that because I was like, I was looking for a word.
Yeah, and the word nonce sprang to mind. A psychologist would have a field day with that. But let's not dwell. Carry on.
I'm not actually a nonce. But I was
okay. Well, that's
there.
Good to know. Yeah, we're glad we've cleared that up.
You can feel like one without being one.
Exactly.
I was just sitting there in the dark, trousers down, because I was like.
Oh, so you were scared, but also horny?
I was on the toilet. I was like, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Like, you ran into the bathroom because you were scared and you thought, while I'm in here?
No, it's just when I get nervous, you know, it's just like bowel movements.
It just comes out. Yeah. You just can't control it. Okay, I got you.
Smell of fear.
I got you.
Yeah, well, and then that's the end of the story, because I just turned the lights back on and then I had like loads of bruises on my chest.
Yeah.
It's not true.
They say it's traumatic.
No, it is true.
Okay.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Is it number one or number two?
Number two. I wouldn't go like trousers fully down for number one.
Hey, listen, not judging, mate.
Do you never sit down sometimes for a number one?
I mean, like, if I'm like really tired,
you got to sit down for a number one. What about a number three?
I can't say I've experienced one of those.
How old are you?
15.
Yeah. Oh, you will.
This time.
You will. Got a couple of years yet to go, son. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Gosh. Well, I'm spooked. So here's the lazy. Clickbait, phone bait argument I've been hearing for the last 24 hours. I've been seeing it a lot on Twitter, and I've heard some really lazy phone-in radio hosts do this, but a lot of it is on Twitter. So the BBC, along with ITV, and I think Channel 4 are joining at some point, have launched a streaming service, right? It's all the rage, BritBox. And by the way, you'll see it's already started to happen. A lot of stuff that was on Netflix and Prime is gone. Because Disney is starting their own channel, so all the Disney stuff is going from Netflix and the BBC stuff is going to go because they're going to... And also, here's another thing. I've read somewhere that new TV series on Netflix, right, most of them get cancelled after season two because it's all about new subscriptions. And people aren't going to subscribe for season three of something. So, God, I'm not going to play catch up. So, you get a lot of subscriptions for season one of this show, season two of this show, and then the subscriptions dip. Anyway, so this BritBox, right? I think it's $5.99 a month, and it's an extensive but not complete back catalogue of BBC's. All the Doctor Who stuff. All right. I really know is that all the Doctor Who stuff that is available is there.
And did you say also it's a collaboration with Channel 4?
ITV, ITV are in at the moment. I think Channel 4 are joining later next year, okay. I think.
So, right.
I think.
Because that was part of the deal, wasn't it, for the new licence fees, that they did more with the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They gave more of a chance to the commercial.
All the lazy people, they're so lazy, have gone, well, I paid a TV licence and now they want to charge me again. Excuse me, but I've paid a TV licence and they want me to pay again for the same stuff. They can get lost. I bet all of those people that have complained about that have got the full Only Fools and Horses DVD box set.
Fawlty Towers.
Here's the thing, right? Once the stuff's on the telly, it's gone, right? And for years, the BBC have sold videos and have sold DVDs of stuff. And you go and buy your Doctor Who box set, your Fawlty Towers box set. For years, that has been the thing. And no one has gone in to Smith's with Only Fools and Horses under their arm going, I really begrudge paying £10.99 for this set of videos because I've paid for this already, but God damn it, I want to see fall through that bar. No one has at any point complained about that. And surely this streaming service is just an extension of that. It's not quite the same as buying a DVD because you don't get to kind of hold it and physically, you know, but it works out significantly cheaper than a DVD. So all these lazy people on Twitter, you lazy people phoning up radio shows, you lazy radio hosts going, oh, BritBox, BBC, bloody BBC, my licence fee, they should give me that stuff for free. Well, they haven't. They never have. You've always, once it's been on, you either wait for the repeat, and back in the day, repeat, it might not get repeated for 3, 4, 5, 10 years. You'd wait for the repeat, or you'd go to HMV or Our Price, and you'd buy the DVD or the video. £5.99 is a lot cheaper than Netflix, way cheaper than Sky. Yeah, it's all old stuff. If that doesn't interest you, here's the thing. No one's forcing you to do it. You can still go and buy those DVDs if you want. You don't have to watch old episodes of Doctor Who if you want. I'm going to have a proper look at the... I probably won't. I'll probably sign up for the free month and cancel it. But I'm going to have... Someone posted the entire list the other day and I was looking through it going, there's some stuff in there I wouldn't mind seeing. If I had a bit more time, I haven't really...
That's it, I don't have time to watch anything.
No. But everyone on Twitter was getting... This is the thing, everyone gets so angry about stuff these days. They get so angry. The BBC aren't saying you have to pay this £6 a month on top of your licence fee. They're saying we have this wealth of material going back years, decades, right? Some of it you might want to see. Some of it you might find a bit curious. Some of it you may never want to see again. We are going to put nearly all of it here for £6 a month. You can dip in whenever you want. If you want to go out and buy the DVDs, you can for much more. I just don't get why people are being so arsy about it. I don't see anyone getting arsy about Sky. Sky's way more expensive. I had Sky for years. And then I thought, I'm watching three channels for £25 a month. That's insane. So I cancelled that. I know you got to pay the licence fee, and there's a whole thing about the licence fee. Personally, I think the licence fee is quite good value for money. I understand why some people don't think that. But I don't... I cannot. It's lazy, real lazy, knee-jerk reaction to get angry at the prospect of paying a voluntary £6 a month to go through the BBC's back catalogue. It's not that expensive. Oh, I don't know. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. As is often the way with calls straight to air, which is what we're doing tonight. If you're waiting for the question, there isn't one. There isn't really a theme tonight. We just kind of... Everyone, I think, is a little bit... I don't know. I'm really tired. I know you're really tired. I can see John's really tired. I think everyone's tired. Strange week. I think part of it is the strangeness of having a general election in the winter, in the run-up to Christmas. Guy Fawkes, Halloween. We're running up to Christmas now. We've done those things. Christmas is the next thing.
Yeah.
And there's all this talk of a general election. Hasn't been one, I think, was it the 1920s? It's about 100 years since the last general election in the winter. So maybe that's why there's a strange vibe going on. That it's it, this is the sort of these are the sort of conversations and arguments that should be going on, you know, in warm spring evenings, and it feels very weird. Anyway, I'm in a weird kind of headspace, so we just thought we'd do a straight to air show. Let some of that steam out of your brain, release the pressure valve. You want to phone up and sing silly songs backwards, you can. You want to phone up, you want to make a serious point, you can often do whatever you want to do. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Hello, line one.
Right.
Yep.
I wanted to call in. I want to ask you a question.
Why do I get the feeling it's going to be a really dull question, or it's going to be a rude question. Hang on.
It's not really all dull. Okay, my question is, what would you rather fight, a snake or a bear?
Well, a snake, obviously.
What? Why?
Well, because I've killed snakes before. I've never killed a bear.
Yeah, but they're really quick. And some of them are venomous. Some of them, you bite them, you're paralysed, and then they just kill you.
Right. Okay. As I said, if you listen, if you and your friend in the background listen, now you're taking turns to phone in. I've killed snakes before. I have never killed a bear. I would struggle. I know what to do to kill a bear. I've never put it into practice. Whereas I have put into practice killing several snakes before, and I've never been bitten.
Well, what do you mean? How would you kill a snake?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
Because I want you to be bitten by a snake.
That's really rude.
I think it is rude, yeah, but it's fair.
You presented this scenario, to be fair.
But I didn't ask to be bitten by a snake. I was just asking a question.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I want you to be bitten by a snake.
Oh, that's a bit rude. I'm just asking a question. I don't know why you're getting so angry, Ian.
I'm literally not getting angry.
Yeah, I'm just asking a question.
I know. Are you going to take this conversation any further, or are we just going to hang on the I was just asking a question?
No. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So, do you think that you would actually have a good chance against a bear or not?
I know what to do. I just haven't put it into practice. So, yeah, I would say 70-30 in my favour, yes.
Rick? Bears are quite big and strong, Ian. Don't think you understand.
Why do you doubt every... Listen, you've asked me the question. I've told you the answer. Why do you doubt everything I say?
Because, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate, you know?
You're not playing it very well.
Okay, so I apologise, Ian.
Okay, I accept your apology. Thank you very much. Well, that ended nicely. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
None of your business. What you got for us?
Okay. You're probably going to hate me, but I've just got to offer a counter-argument to your thing about BritBox and the BBC.
Well, I'm not going to hate you about it. I'm not going to hate you about a streaming service, but go on.
Well, basically, so I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, and I spent like years and years and years collecting VHSs, and then it made a transfer to DVD, and I was like, okay, so now I'll buy the DVDs for the special features. And it was just the passion, really, of mine. It has been for many, many years. I love having physical copies of stuff.
Right.
And what annoys me is the idea that it's great that people can just access this without having to traipse to HMV and those sort of outlets.
Oh, grow up.
Get them.
Grow up.
But
grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Why do... So you... This is the problem I hate. This is the problem I've got with collectors. As a collector myself, having moved in collector circles, this is what I hate about collectors, right? The feeling of superiority. The feeling of, well, I have got this rare tape that no one else has got, and I'm not going to share it with anyone. I'm not going to... In fact, I'm not even going to watch it myself. I'm going to keep it on display on the shelf, and I'm never going to watch it. And that makes me better. No, you should be great. As a fan of Doctor Who, you should be grateful that more people are going to get to see that wonderful television program that you claim to love. You don't love Doctor Who. You love the power that you get from having things that other people don't get. You should be thrilled that it's going to be shared and more people, more generations are going to have access to that stuff that before was the preserve of those with money.
Absolutely. I do agree with that. But what I was going to say was, is that the only issue I have with it is the same issue I have with Netflix, is that people will become lazy and they will not collect the DVDs. And then the BBC or Netflix, Amazon Prime can just pull this stuff and it won't be there anymore. I say have physical copies of all your favourite shows.
Not everyone can afford to buy physical copies. Not everyone has the space for physical copies. Not everyone wants physical copies. You want physical copies? Brilliant. You got them. Enjoy them. Not everyone does. I like Doctor Who. I want to watch some of the old Doctor Who's, but I don't want to clog up my shelves with DVDs that I will watch once. How can you have a problem with people watching a show that you enjoy?
It's not a problem. People can love the show and adore the
show.
What
point are you making?
The point is as a fan who collects this stuff and loves this stuff, I adore Doctor Who. I have since I was a kid.
So you should be grateful that other people are watching it.
I'm grateful, but I also think there is definitely a market that needs to be sustained for the sale of physical copies of things. And if this stuff is just freely going to be available at the click of a button, the DVD shops, HMV...
The DVD shops closed down 5 years ago. Where were you?
That's the problem, and that's what I've got. It's like the streaming services.
They closed down 5 years ago. No one.
But don't you think that's a bad thing?
I think that's progress. I think that's the way it is. That you know, that no one buys records anymore. People say there's a big resurgence in vinyl. There ain't. They're selling more than they were 10 years ago, but they're selling significantly less than they were 20 years ago. No one buys physical copies anymore. You do, I do, but the majority of people don't. You've got your physical copies. The BBC aren't going to come round and knock on your door on Monday and go, Paul, I'm really sorry, mate, we've got this new thing called BritBox. Those Doctor Who DVDs over there, we're going to have to take them back. They're yours. Enjoy them.
Let me just put this one thing to you before I go then. So you want to see all these old Doctor Who's and enjoy them. Fantastic.
I don't really want to see all of them. I might dip in and out of them, but I don't, you know, I'm not that fussed.
That's cool. But then how would you feel if the BBC, say, BritBox doesn't work out because it can't compete with Netflix, Amazon Prime, and then the service just gets pulled? You then won't have access to that stuff anymore.
But no, but they're not promising that I will own it. For a very, very small fee, I would be given access to that.
To be fair, I would like to get access to the complete Roland Rabbit series, though. That would be pretty cool.
No, I don't think you should. I've got it all on video because I taped it when it was on originally. I had to buy those blank video cassettes. I had to get up and tape those programmes, and not just the Saturday Night Show. I taped all of the Wackaday stuff, all of that, and I had to press pause when the adverts were on. No, you shouldn't have access to that. I had to work hard to get that. And I don't want to share it with anyone. Do you see the futility of your argument?
Well, not particularly.
You should listen.
Argument.
You should listen. Because this is what I'm problem with collectors, right? And I know a big monkey collector, right? I've got so much monkey stuff. And I've kind of taken it upon me, all these videos and VHSs and stuff that a handful of people are interested in. I try and digitise it and upload it to YouTube so that more people can see it. And it costs me a fortune. And for a while, I like to sit on it and think, well, I've got this and no one else has got it. And now I'm at the stage of thinking, just put it out there. I know, for example, that there's a guy in America who's got a few minutes of footage of the monkeys live in 1967 that no one's ever seen. No one's ever seen. And he won't share it with anyone. He won't share it. Well, what's the point of that? What is the point of that? You know, you don't have to give it away for free if it costs you a lot of money. Put it on Vimeo and charge, you know, a rental. Why would you do that? It's this feeling of superiority. I have something, and I've bought into it. I have something that other people want and they don't have.
But also it's the thing of I've had to do extra work to get this.
Yeah.
And so why should everyone else have it easy?
I've got this really rare single. It's probably the most expensive thing in my collection. It cost me $600. It's a Mike Nesmith single before he was in the Monkees. And it's him using the name Michael Blessing. And it's also the guy playing bass on it is a guy called John London. And it's this single, which is very rare. But what makes it worth $600 is it's not only signed by John London, it's signed by Michael, but as Michael Blessing. And as far as I'm aware, it's the only piece of vinyl that Nesmith has signed under the name Blessing, right? It's the only one. And it cost me a fortune. And I got it. And I went, yes, I've got it. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. Do you know what? I couldn't even tell you where it is. It's in my house. I couldn't even tell you where it is. A part of me feels guilty that I've got this thing and I'm trying to work out a way of how I can share it with other people, because at some point, everyone who cares about it is going to die.
Yeah.
Everyone who cares about it is going to die. And then I've got a bit of plastic with a bit of writing on it. That's it. That's all it is.
I've been listening to that Elton John audiobook, and he's a big shopper. He loves it. And he says, OK, yeah, it is out of hand and it's probably an addiction, but I've been addicted to worse, yeah. Right? And I can afford it. So it's... He's bought paintings, he's bought all kinds of furniture. Like, he's collected, you know, china and glassware from all over the world. He's really into these things. And a couple of times in his life, he's had a massive clear out and decided, do you know what? And it wasn't because he thought he had too much stuff. It's because he wanted to start again.
Yeah.
Right? But towards the end of his book, he says, I'm really thinking very seriously about an Elton John museum. And when you hear that, you think, what an arsehole. Why would you... No, because he wants to put all these possessions, because he's realised that he's not going to live forever.
Yeah.
And he's got all these amazing things that other people will never see in their lifetimes, yeah. And he wants to share them. I completely get that. I completely get that. If you take great pleasure in something, why wouldn't you want to?
Collectors, very strange. We've got a couple of calls. I've got to take a break because I'm late for a break. If you're ringing in now, do hang on the line because I'll get to you as soon as I can. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Kath and Ian and Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.